our profession. We profess to be Christians, and God wants our life to back that profession up. So we're in verse 11, where we left off last week of 1 Timothy chapter 6, where he says, "But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses." So tonight we talk about a good profession. Lord, I pray that we would learn tonight and grow. Lord, that you would bless each of us through your word, even those online. And Lord, that we would live this truth, that our life should back up our profession. I pray that this would be real for us, and we, Lord, would walk away changed. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So the Bible says that the man of God may be perfect, talking about his word. That's what he wants. He wants to perfect us. But he also wants us to do our best to keep a good profession, as he mentions there. So if we're going to do that, verse 11, there's some things we need to flee. And if you look earlier in the book and in the chapter, we're to flee rebellion, we're to flee pride, we're to flee worldliness, we're to flee covetousness. All of these things have been mentioned so far in this book, but there's many more. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. There's many things God says to flee. And of course, when we read that, we think of Joseph being tempted by Potiphar's wife. And what did he do? He just fled. He ran. And sometimes that's what we need to do. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. The Bible says what? Flee fornication. Two words, flee fornication. 1 Corinthians 10, 14 is another one. Turn over there. 1 Corinthians 10, 14. "Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry." Run the other way. Amen. And in 2 Timothy 2, 22, he says, "Flee youthful lusts." So we're to flee from the things that will hinder our profession and run toward the things, notice 1 Timothy 6:11 again, that will enhance our profession. Things like righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. That is living the Christian life. Amen? And that's what God wants us to act like, a Christian. So he goes on to say in verse 12 of 1 Timothy 6, "Fight the good fight of faith." Having a good profession is a battle. It's a battle with the flesh. It's a battle with the devil. It's a battle with the world. back in 1 Timothy 1:18, if you turn there, again, he's reminded that we are in a war. Notice 1 Timothy 1:18, "This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went on before thee, that thou might by them mightest war a good warfare." So there he says, war, good warfare. Here he says, fight the good fight of faith. We're in a battle. That's why the Bible refers to those things in Ephesians 6 as armor. And why he says we need a sword. Because we have battles to fight. But verse 12, "Lay hold on eternal life," 1 Timothy 6, "whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession." Now, when I'm talking about our profession, the Bible actually has a lot to say about it. Sometimes Christians can profess the wrong things through their behavior. Let's look at some examples. Look at Romans 1:22. This is obviously not God's will. He wants us to profess that we are Christians, that we are followers of Jesus Christ. But here he says, "Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools." So if we profess ourselves to be a know-it-all, we've actually just professed ourselves to be a fool. And so that's professing the wrong thing, isn't it? And there's plenty of these in the scriptures, this profession. saying the wrong thing. Let's look at another one, Titus 1:16. So we're talking about our profession. God says profess a good profession. Here, first of all, we're looking at some ways that our profession can say the wrong thing to those that are watching us. Titus 1:16, they profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient and unto every good work reprobate. So they profess with their mouth that they know God, but with their works they're saying the opposite. And that's what he's saying to Timothy. Profess a good profession. Make sure that your behavior backs up what you say you are with your mouth. That we are to have a good profession. So our profession needs to back up who we claim to be. Let's look at some verses on that. Ephesians 4:1. There's a bunch about our profession being backed up by our behavior. Ephesians 4:1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. Well, we've been called to be Christians, servants, stewards. God says, walk worthy of that. Colossians 1:10, walk worthy of the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 2:12, walk worthy of God. So God wants us to have a good profession. Before who? Look at the verse, 1 Timothy 6:12. Before many witnesses. People are watching us. It's just a fact of life. When you're a Christian, people are watching you. Your workmates, your family, they're watching you. They're waiting for you to trip up. They're watching to see if you will profess through your works what you're professing with your mouth. Jesus said, let your light so shine before men, didn't he? That they may what? See what you have to say or see your good works. It's see your good works, isn't it? That your behavior backs up what you claim to be. 1 Peter 2:12 is another good one. Let's look there quickly. 1 Peter 2:12, where he says, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak evil against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. So, do people sometimes speak of us as evildoers, even though we're just trying to serve God? Yes. And it's not because we're doing evil. It's because we're following God. It's because we're a follower of Jesus Christ. They did the same to Jesus. They accused him of all kinds of things, none of which were true. He says, but the day will come, if you just do the right thing, that your good works will speak louder. So just keep doing right. And my favorite is Hebrews 10:23. Let's turn there. Most of us know 24 and 25, which talk about being faithful to church. But notice Hebrews 10:23, he says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Hold fast. Don't waver. Let's hold fast the profession of our faith. Verse 24, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. So tonight we're talking about a good profession. And he's not talking about what we profess with our mouth. He's saying that what we profess with our behavior, with our good works, should back up what we profess with our mouth. And he's not speaking to the lost. He's speaking to Christians. So many Christians may say, I love God and I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, but their works say the opposite. Their behavior says the opposite. And God says that should not be so. That we need to profess a good profession before many witnesses. That no matter where we are, what we're doing, always back up our profession with our behavior. Amen. What a good piece of advice for all of us. A good profession. Lord, I pray that we would take this on board and always strive, Lord, to, as you said, let our good works glorify you. And Lord, if we get attacked anyway, to just trust you and know, Lord, that the day will come when you will hopefully say to us, well done, thou good and faithful servant. So Lord, may we continue to honor you with our profession through our life. And we